Welcome to Coffee Time with Brenda and Mary.
Hey, that's my line.
Hey, Mary, let's just go with the flow. Let's just wing it.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brenda, an experienced energy healer with a science degree and a corporate background. I was born with a natural gift to release people from dark and negative energies so that they can heal and feel their best. My story started a long time ago.
Yeah, and I'm Mary, her friend, kind of new to all of this. I've heard too many remarkable stories that I can't ignore anymore. My background is in healthcare, so as you can imagine, I'm curious and a bit skeptical about energy work, but I'm 100% in if it helps people feel better.
Oh, I love Mary's reactions to my stories.
Yeah.
We are authentic, informative, and lots of fun. And sometimes, Mary, we are pretty serious.
Well, we're dealing with people's serious stuff, so yeah, it can be serious, but our conversations are fun, and the healing stories are awesome. And we will do a lot of learning. At least I will, and hopefully our listeners will.
Our goal is to support you physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
So make your life so brilliant. Join us to explore this fascinating world of energy healing.
Sending you lots of love and light.
Let's begin.
Hey again. Thank you for joining on another episode of Coffee Time with Brenda and Friends.
Hi everyone, it's Mary.
How are you, Mary?
I'm okay. How are you doing today?
I'm a little frustrated. Oh. So my computer crashed. I had to get a new laptop, and I always go in with an open mind that I can do anything. So I'm setting up this laptop to be exactly like the other one, and that's a bit frustrating.
That's more than frustrating. That's a miracle that you can do it yourself, actually.
Yeah.
But you know what? That reminds me of one of our coffee times we were talking about Reiki, and I always thought Reiki was like an in-person thing, like massage. But last coffee time, you talked about doing Reiki through the computer, like a distance Reiki thing, and so I'd like to learn more about that.
Okay, well actually that's why I need to get my computer up and running. Today I have a free Reiki call. I do them on YouTube, and I do it by distance. Nobody is going to be in person.
So. Yeah, I gotta say, some of my friends were like, this is a scam. Is this woman taking money from you? Doing Reiki over a computer? And I'm like, no, let's get her to explain this.
All right. So just so you know, those calls have been going on for 3 years.
Wow.
And I get so many calls of people feeling better. They're so curious. How does Reiki energy or energy healing happen through distance? So I'm going to say I was a very big skeptic too. So I have a science background. So when I fell into energy work, I was in university doing honors of biology, doing genetics, microbiology, neurobiology, hands-on stuff.
Yeah.
And then I fell into energy work, which is saying, trust the universe, or there's things you can't see. And I'm just like, wait a minute, this is bizarre. But I have this gift of pulling in energy and sending it.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're learning you can send it by distance. So I'm very skeptical at this time. But I have a friend who's very sensitive as a receiver of energy. So, without her knowing, I would connect to her higher self to ask for permission. Do I have permission to send so-and-so love and light? I get a yes. So, it's simple, really. I sit there, I'm tapped into the person's energy field, and I allow this energy to flow through my crown. Back then, it was only coming out of my hands. And I would send it to her. Now, she's not in front of me, so how is it getting to her? It's getting into her field, because our field is in the quantum field, the one field. We're all connected. Hmm. It's kind of like when I think of someone, and then they call me. How does that happen? We're all connected. Okay. So as I'm working in her field, she would actually text me and say, hey, stop working on me. I love when you work on me, but I'm working right now and it's throwing me off. I'm like, oh, she felt it.
Oh.
So I played with it a few more times with her, other people. And then I'm going to say something. In LA, people believe in this stuff really, really. Like, they're well beyond us, right?
Yeah.
They get it. So I started working with people in LA who understood that you can get an energy healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started to really trust the video.
Mm-hmm.
Because it works. But I don't even have to be connected to someone on video. Someone could be in a hospital room and their family wants you to send them a Reiki session. So you set up a time and date, tell the person they're going to have a session. Ask them to go into the receiving mode. What does that mean? Just relax and know that they're going to receive some energy. And all of a sudden, you get these beautiful emails or calls back and said, they felt something. They felt tingling. They're calmer. They're in less pain.
Wow, I never thought to use it like that. I've heard stories of people receiving it from a distance before and feeling better and even feeling the tingling and all that other stuff. I come from a science background. I find these kinds of things really hard to believe. Mm-hmm. But how do you knock it when you hear all these stories of people saying that they felt something?
Yeah, and the thing is, okay, it took me years. I've been doing this a long time. So it took me years to really understand what people may experience, how everyone's unique. Mm-hmm. So for instance, it's like sending a prayer. You know, you can send positive energy. It doesn't mean everyone's going to accept it. So when I'm working one-on-one with someone, I make sure the person knows it's going to happen, knows what time it's going to happen. I get their mental buy-in, but I always have to get their soul's buy-in.
Yeah.
And usually a soul will say, yes, yeah, mm-hmm. let's do it. And once they're in that receiving mode, it's so neat on the different reactions people have, mm-hmm. but it's no different than being in-house. The difference with in-house is I'm actually touching you and you feel that pressure, but the benefit by doing it by distance or by video is exactly the same.
Wow, and you're doing it in the comfort of your own home. That's pretty miraculous.
Yeah,
Brenda.
And then the person doesn't have to drive in traffic and lose that zen. So people who are in person will generally go to a video session, end up loving the video session because they end up staying in meditation for the next many hours.
Wow, well, here's to computers that don't glitch and computers that work. Thanks for joining us today, Erin.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you for joining us.
If you have any questions or comments, visit us at sobrilliant.ca.
Sending you lots of love and light. Until next time.